Can you imagine what the North Pole is like during the month of December? There's so much to do, so many jobs, and so many things to remember. Now, while the elves are bustling about and getting their Christmas work done, do you suppose they ever take time to enjoy it or have any fun?
Christmas time is the busiest time of year. There's no time to be merry or of good cheer. We need to do the baking. We need to make the toys. We're getting Santa ready for a million girls and boys. We need to train the reindeer before the day is here. That's why Christmas time is the busiest time of year.
Attention all toy-making elves, this is Santa Claus. We still have thousands of toys to make before Christmas Eve. And with just 3 days left, there's no time to waste. See you all bright and early tomorrow morning at the workshop.
Attention all sweet shop elves, it's Mrs. Claus. As of today, we've finished all the gingerbread men and fruitcakes, but we haven't even started the candy canes. Please plan on putting in extra long hours for the next few days.
Christmas time is the busiest time of year.
There's no time to be merry or of good cheer.
There's no time for cheer. We need to wrap the presents. We need to load the sleigh. We're getting Santa ready for a merry Christmas day. We're running out of time now. The day is almost here. That's why Christmas time is the busiest time of year. It's the dizziest, dizziest, most cheer-wizziest time.
Oh, goodness gracious! Watch where you're going!
Oh, excuse me. Oh, Mother Elf, it's you.
Are you just getting home from Santa's workshop, Father Elf?
I am afraid so. We've got so much to do before Christmas Eve. I don't know how we're ever going to get everything done.
It's the same story at the sweet shop. There's just not enough time in a day.
I don't think we'll even get to trim our family Christmas tree this year.
Enough! I've had it! I quit!
Nanny Kringle, what's wrong?
Forgive me, Mother Elf, but your children are a fright. They put pepper in my eggnog, pine cones in my bed, and filled my knickers with coal!
Now, Nanny Kringle, let's not overreact.
Overreact? They are misbehaved, impolite, ill-mannered little monsters! Why, they must be at the very top of Santa's naughty list. All three of them! Good day!
Oh, dear. What will we do now?
First, we're going to speak to the children. Ellie? Eddie?
Emily? Everyone!
Hello, Mother and Father.
Good day, Father, Mother.
Children, it appears we've lost another nanny.
Another?
And don't pretend you didn't have anything to do with this.
But we didn't.
Oh, really?
Really and truly.
So you didn't put pepper in her eggnog?
That was Ellie's idea.
But he did it.
And pine cones in her bed?
Ellie did that.
Tattletale?
Snitch.
Honestly, children, these antics must stop. We haven't got time for all of this nonsense.
Elf children on the naughty list. It's embarrassing.
You know you've only got 3 days to get yourselves on the nice list, don't you?
Now off to the nursery at once and think about what you've done.
We've lost Nanny Holly, Nanny Ivy, Nanny Blitzen, Nanny Jingle, Nanny Snow, and now Nanny Kringle. Are there any nannies left?
Well, I certainly hope so. But how are we going to find one that can handle the job? Now, I wonder who that could be.